Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I'm a Big 550 KTRS. I'm Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me. And now it's your chance to join us to play the Harris Challenge. If you haven't been on in the last 60 days, call us right now. I will tell you that a couple of the categories are going to be Super Bowl trivia, because the Super Bowl, of course, is coming up this Sunday. And the punishment music today will be Super Bowl related as well. So if you want to take a shot at it, be one of our five contestants to take on one of the five categories, each full of five questions, call us now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or *KTRS on your cell phone. And you could win fabulous prizes chosen especially for you by this guy.
You are, Paul. I have a, my voice is very strained today.
It sounds fine.
Does it?
Yeah, we can't tell.
Oh, okay.
Do you have that weird echo inside your head like you have the cold is back?
No. No, my head is not, it's all in my, like, throat right here.
Let me try the question again, and this time you answer yes. Do you have that weird echo in your head?
Yes.
You should try getting Reverbertol.
Oh, my goodness.
Delicious and does a good job.
Oh.
I said it's okay. Delicious and it does a good job.
Oh, thanks. Hey, Tuesday, February 4th, we have tickets for Pump Boys and Dinettes, which is right across the hall at the Playhouse at Westport. And this place, this thing has been nominated for Tony Awards, for 3 Tony Awards, by the way. And it's about a gas station and waitresses.
Mm-hmm.
And they all get together and they play and they sing and stuff. And
so you can, that's one of the prizes. You can have tickets to that show if you want.
Tickets for that. We also have a pair of tickets if you choose to go to Killer Queen. It's a tribute to the music of Queen. And that is Saturday, July the 15th. That's at the Family Arena. You can also get tickets right now through Metrotix or familyarena.com. Plus, we have 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Oh, yeah. They have 2 locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. Or from Peroni's Pizzeria, we'll throw in a gift card. They have 2 locations. They have one in Florissant and one at St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
You know, I'm going to have you go in and edit a longer version of this music.
Well, we keep getting more prizes.
Yes, we do.
You don't like the loop?
They're also... I would like it looped without the "Hey, the prize man" part. Can you do that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I can work on that for... Oh, right now?
No, not right now.
Yes, for next week?
Be your project for next... I know you're already in weekend mode. I'm not saying anything right now.
Work at 5:20 on a Friday?
Have it ready for next week, okay?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
All right, what else do we have if somebody gets a clean sweep?
If they get the clean sweep, we throw in a gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin. Candice's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, pizza delivery. All you have to do is go to Candice's.net, or we'll throw in a Breezy Buddy fan pillow. It's a St. Charles-based company. There's 2 quiet fans built into the pillow with a rechargeable USB power supply or 4 C-cell batteries.
By the way, this is great for women who are in menopause.
Yes, it is.
A cool pillow for hot flashes.
Yes, that's right.
Plus, Breezy Buddy.
We'll also throw in a 50% off coupon for a Breezy Buddy sports chair, chair.
So that's all the stuff you get in the prizes today. If you do well enough on the Harris Challenge, and let's meet contestant number 1. Hello, Ben.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. Now you get to exploit the airwaves for your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'll give it to Dan. Dan, you haven't exploited your band in the last 5 minutes, have you?
No, actually, I'm no longer in that band, and I have a whole new project coming up, and I will let everyone know about it very soon.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a...
So thanks, Ben.
Let's take a spin through the semi-random category computer. And there'll be 3 categories. We'll have a total of 5 today, but the first 3 are going to come up on the screen for you to choose from, Ben. Number 1, as always, have you been paying attention? Or category 2, Super Bowl 51. Or category 3, singers in the news.
Oh, boy. Let's do have you been paying attention, even though I probably haven't been.
Well, let's find out. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. You need 8 or better to win, Ben. Let's play the Harris Challenge. After a ruling by Major League Baseball, which team do the Cardinals have to give $2 million and two draft picks to because an ex-employee illegally accessed the other team's database? It is the Astros. Who was fired as the head coach of the Blues this week in his sixth season?
Hitchcock.
Correct. Which social media company announced that it's going public with a $25 billion valuation, even though it says it may never achieve or maintain profitability?
Boy, pass.
Which major retailer announced this week that it is dropping Ivanka Trump's clothing line?
Nordstrom.
Correct. What will be allowed at the Westminster Kennel Club dog show next weekend for the first time ever?
Pass.
Back to the three-pointer. Which social media company announced it's going public with a $25 billion valuation, even though it says it may never achieve or maintain profitability?
I have no idea.
You want to take a shot at the dog show?
No.
A cat.
Correct. Cats will be allowed at the dog show.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know how that works.
Wow.
They have their own shows.
I was actually just kidding.
I'm looking forward to going out to Fairmont Park and Warren Park and watching the groundhogs race.
Wow.
I was gonna say cat, but I didn't want to sound like a total idiot.
I know. Wow. That's why Dan jumped
Dan
right
took
in
care
there.
Of it for I you. Know.
But he was right.
I know.
And the company that's going public is Snapchat. Let's see how you did here, Ben. You got the one and the two and the four. And no, that's only 7 points. And so we start the Harris Challenge with our first contestant being punished. For our punishment music today, we go back to 2004 when the NFL Network ran its own commercial during its own Super Bowl starring some NFL stars. The concept was, yeah, today's the Super Bowl, but tomorrow we start thinking about the new season.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun.
Just thinking about tomorrow. Clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow. Till there's none.
When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick up my chin and grin and say, tomorrow, tomorrow.
Now, a little inside trivia question. Which St. Louis Ram was part of that commercial?
Oh, my goodness. Kurt Warner?
Nope. Torrey Holt.
Oh.
Torrey I know Holt. The deep voice is Warren Sapp. You yeah. can't that's right, that's avoid right. that.
I'll tell you who the rest of them are if we have to punish anybody else today. But we started with you, Ben, and it went right down the toilet. But I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Here's our second contestant. Hi, Josh.
Hi.
Hi. Use your 5 seconds to plug something.
Happy birthday to my beautiful wife. She's going to celebrate the big 4-0 on Sunday.
Does she have a name?
Kelly.
Happy birthday, Kelly. Josh, let's see if you can win something for Kelly with one of these categories. You tell me if you want Super Bowl 51, Singers in the News, or Multiple Choice Week.
I better take the Super Bowl.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. True or false, Super Bowl 51 in Houston will be played on an artificial surface just like in the home stadiums of both the Patriots and the Falcons.
True.
It is true. In the past 50 Super Bowls, no offensive lineman has been named MVP. What position has won that award the most times?
Quarterback.
Correct. True or false, no Super Bowl has ever gone into overtime.
False.
True. For 1 point each, name the four teams the Patriots have beaten in the Super Bowl.
The Rams, the Hawks, they lost to the Giants, but they beat the Giants. I'll pass for now.
Okay, when the Falcons played in Super Bowl 33, which AFC team did they lose to?
The Broncos.
Correct. You got the Rams. I think I heard you say the Seahawks. Can you name the other two teams the Patriots have beaten in the Super Bowl?
Well, I can't clean sweep, but I think I'm safe, so I'll just pass.
Okay, it's the Carolina Panthers and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
But you're right, you are safe. You got the one, the two. Two more for the Rams and the Seahawks, and then the Denver Broncos. That's a total of 10 points for the win. Josh, nicely done.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And you covered the spread. Congratulations. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while I bring in contestant number three. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You want to plug something?
No.
Okay. Which category would you like? We have singers in the news, multiple choice week, or our new third category, Super Bowl firsts and other records.
Well, let's try Super Bowl first.
Oh, all right. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which head coach holds the record for the most seasons between Super Bowls with 19 years between his appearances with the Eagles and the Rams?
Vermeil.
Correct. 35 years ago during Super Bowl 16, who became the first TV analyst to draw on the screen with the Telestrator?
John Madden.
Correct. In Super Bowl 27, Steve Christie set a record by kicking a 54-yard field goal for what team?
Pass.
For which team did Jordan Norwood set a record by returning a punt 61 yards for a touchdown last year in Super Bowl 50?
Pass.
On Sunday, Bill Belichick will coach his seventh Super Bowl, breaking a tie with which six-timer who coached the Colts and the Dolphins?
Shula.
Don Shula is correct. And we're going to run out of time before I can repeat the questions. Steve Christie was a kicker for the Buffalo Bills, and Jordan Norwood got that punt return for a TD for the Denver Broncos last year. And let's see how you did. You got the 1, the 2, and the 5. You squeezed by with 8 points for the win, Mike.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Congratulations. And now here comes contestant number 4. Hi, Andy.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. You want to use your 5 seconds to plug something?
Yeah, I'll plug the American Red Cross. Support your local blood drive.
All right. Two categories left, Andy. Singers in the news or multiple choice week?
Multiple choice week.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What kind of animal is Willow, the newest baby born at the St. Louis Zoo? A colobus monkey, an okapi, or an emperor penguin?
Oh, boy. I'll say emperor penguin.
Monkey. According to Trump's physician, Harold Bornstein, which of these drugs does the president not take? One that promotes hair growth, one that lowers his cholesterol, or one that reduces reflux?
The first one.
The hair growth? No, it's the reflux. Which company announced this week it'll add 300 more IT jobs in the St. Louis area this week? Monsanto, Nestle, or Worldwide Technology?
Worldwide Technology.
Nestle. Beginning this summer, which TV network will change its name to the Crime Network? Oxygen, Esquire, or Snap?
Snap.
Oxygen. For the 5-pointer, what did Michael Wardian recently do on 7 continents in 7 days? Have sex with 7 women, run a marathon, or take a selfie?
Take a selfie.
Nope. The man ran 7 marathons on 7 continents in 7 days and averaged 2 hours and 45 minutes. This guy is unbelievable. This was part of the World Marathon Challenge. 30 people competed in it. They started in Antarctica, then went to Chile, Miami, Madrid, Morocco, Dubai, and finished in Australia. This guy, Michael Wardian, has run marathons all over the world. He's 42 years old. His best time was 2 hours, 17 minutes, and 49 seconds at the 2012 U.S. Olympic trials. But that's not all. He also runs ultra-marathons like 135 miles in Death Valley and 150 miles in the Sahara Desert.
Jeez.
And he still can't find Forrest Gump. Andy, you got 0. And, of course, that means I'm going to have to punish you again with the NFLers singing
the
tomorrow.
Sun come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow.
That'll be your Jerry Jones.
Be sun.
Just thinking about tomorrow.
LeVar Arrington.
There's away the cobwebs and the sorrow. Till there's none.
Here comes Michael Strahan.
When I'm stuck with the day.
With Tori Holt.
That's gray and old.
And Zach Thomas.
I just stick up my chin and grin and say.
And Jason Taylor and Warren Sapp.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love ya.
And Priest Holmes and Tony Gonzalez and Dante Hall. And Terrell Owens and Al Harris and Mike McKenzie.
Well,
I don't know who that is holding the note too long at the end. But there you go, Andy. I hope you have a great weekend, and thanks for playing.
You too. Thank you.
Now here's our final contestant. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Paul.
You want to plug something?
You got a great show. Always enjoy it.
Thank you very much. We have one category left. It's Singers in the News. We got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who broke the record for most liked Instagram post this week with her announcement that she's expecting twins?
Beyonce.
Correct. Who is going to do the Super Bowl halftime show on Sunday?
Lady Gaga.
Correct. Billy Joel announced he's going to do a concert at Busch Stadium this September. Who was the last classic rock star to play there?
Oh, Pat.
Which singer had a wardrobe malfunction and slipped a nipple while performing during her Vegas show this week?
Pat.
Which country artist is going to sing the national anthem before the Super Bowl on Sunday?
Faith Hill.
Luke Bryan. Back to the Billy Joel question. He's going to be at Busch in September. Who was the last classic rock star to play there? I'll tell you, it was just last year.
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney is right. And who had the nip slip in Vegas this week?
Oh, no.
That would be Britney Spears. And kids, go ahead and Google that. I don't care.
She did?
Yes, she did. You got yourself the one-pointer, the two-pointer, and the three-pointer. But, Bob, unfortunately, that's only 6 points. And so, for you, maybe the sun will come out tomorrow.
The sun will come out
okay,
tomorrow.
Okay, that's enough. I can't hear. I can't listen again. We're done with them. Hope you have a great weekend, Bob. Thanks very much for
you
playing. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. And you can find the archives on my website, harrisonline.com. And you can listen all the time via our free KTRS app for your smartphone or via KTRS.com.